Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg today up to 24, Pretoria 25, Polokwane is starting the week with a high of 26 degrees.
In Pretoria, there's queuing traffic on SK Ampakhlele Drive southbound, that of course at Marabastad.
In your sport, Mamelodi Sundowns set up a David and Goliath Carling Knockout Cup final with Magesi after they beat Marumo Gallants in their semi-final. And cycling great Mark Cavendish announces his retirement from the sport.
We start with the confirmation that 23 people have died of food poisoning related incidents in Gauteng.
And amongst the 23, majority of them are within the ages of 6 and 9. And the reported incidences happened within the school facilities and some community centers. Overall, we've got 441 cases that have been reported.
Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesufi told the media yesterday that a provincial strategy has been developed to strengthen the implementation of bylaws and regulations governing spaza shops and other food vendors. He met with Executive Council members, municipal leaders and department heads yesterday to coordinate a provincial response.
We now know what cost majority of those particular deaths, because what is being utilized is something that is happening within the agricultural space. So the MEC responsible for agriculture, MEC Ramogo, will then formulate the approach on how to deal with that substance.
To the south of Gauteng, where two children drowned while swimming in an excavation pit. Lindiwe Mguni from the Vaal Centre Water Board says the incident happened in the Machabeng local municipal area yesterday afternoon. The site is part of a project to do sewer network repairs for the municipality.
It is alleged that a group of children, among them the deceased aged 10 and 11, were attempting to swim inside the excavation that was full of water as a result of rainfall from previous days.
In Tshwane, residents of especially the extreme northern parts of the city are warned of severe thunderstorms today that could bring very heavy rain.
The warning was issued by the South African Weather Service. The impact of severe thunderstorms may include localized flooding, minor to major vehicle accidents due to poor driving visibility and slippery road conditions, localized service disruptions due to power failures.
Spokesperson for the Tshwane Emergency Services, Lindsay Zwelithini Mguni, says meanwhile a tree fell onto the road in Petricola Street in Pretoria North through the night. The tree will be removed this morning. Speaking of which, there has been a gradual upward trend in the cost of extreme weather events. A report commissioned by the International Chamber of Commerce analysed 4,000 climate-related extreme weather deaths, weather events up until last year, and found economic damages hit around 7 trillion rand across the past 2 years alone. And it was not only a good night for South African rugby in Scotland last night, it was also a night to celebrate in Manchester in England. That's where South African-born singer sensation Tyler won 3 awards at the 2024 MTV Europe Music Awards.
Like, what the heck? Like, it's crazy. I know it's just so hard to categorize my music. Like, I literally mix so many different genres into one, but R&B is a huge influence in my music, and I'm gonna go now.
Taylor Swift picked up 4 awards. I'm Khada de Suzan in your with Nice. 23 mense is in Gauteng aan voedselverwante siektes dood.
Welcome to a Monday morning. It's a wet Monday morning. A lot of the roads still wet from all the rain. There's more coming, so asseblief ry versigtig. En ja, so was in die 10de, 11de, 11. Yeah, almost heading halfway through November. People are definitely starting to think about hitting the road for December holidays.
That's nuts. Almost halfway through November.
That's right. On that, remind me to tell you something about the toll roads.
Oh.
There's a bit of a change there that you need to know about. I'll tell you more about that. Welcome to the show for Auckland, Lofi. Not yet for a Monday live or anything like that, but just to chat and share in the mental health Monday.